This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 739. I guess this is the, is it the leak cast?
It wasn't intended to be, but then today happened.
Oh, your title, Taking a Leak. That was Chris suggested a show title prior to recording, but I will go with it. Chris is here. Rob.
Hello.
Diecast.
Hey.
Donald.
Hello.
Matt is back from being on assignment.
Yep.
And John DeLuna is still on assignment. Okay. Let's just jump. There's no preamble here.
There's nothing to preamble this week anyway.
Yeah, like an hour before showtime, a bunch of stuff popped up. And I guess we can sort of say take it with a grain of salt, but it did show up in, is this Target? Yeah, Target system. Yeah,
this is all Target inventory data mining.
Yeah, so there's a lot of stuff that popped up from Studio Series and the next year's Generations line.
So the next Generations trilogy is the title that is supposed to be Legacy, and then the first year, the first leg of it is Evolution. So this is the first wave and a bit of Transformers Evolution from the Legacy trilogy.
I'm excited by some of the names that I'm seeing.
It's an interesting assortment, isn't it?
It's exactly what I've been wanting. Like, I think during, I was complaining during the Kingdom review that we're not getting more of this stuff. This came from Voltrace and Nova Maximus on TFW. So credit where credit is due. Chris, do you want to talk through it?
I don't have a ton more insight than any of the rest of us since this did literally come up during dinner time, but sure. So for the generation side of things, we've got Generations and some Studio Series listings. The generation side has a little bit more meat to it. So we've got at the core class price point, Soundwave and Energon Monster. Smart Money is that Soundwave is just a repack from Kingdom.
Yeah, that's my thought.
Energon Monster, we don't really have any idea what that is. One person suggested that it might be like a genericized name for Kremzeek.
That's exactly, yep.
I'm not sure they would just, sell a Kremzeek figure as a core class thing because it doesn't like transform or anything.
I mean, it's not like they haven't invented transformations even recently.
That's true.
For things like Teletran 1. And, Kremzeek is iconic. An average 40-something who saw Transformers when they were a kid still remembers Kremzeek.
The other suggestion I've seen for this, which I think has some merit to it, is that Energon Monsters might be the successor to Fossilizers for next year.
Oh, yeah, that's a neat idea.
We have technically two Fossilizers at core class. They just don't split up into weapons.
Yeah.
So, if this is a small representative from that, we could probably see, two or three deluxe Energon Monsters coming along with the other assortments.
One thing it could be is a Krulok, since he's a monster and he's Godzilla-ish
Doomlock.
Yeah. So that way they could be doing something along those lines. Maybe reusing one of the two fossilizer molds. I don't know.
So,
but it's a monster and he's
Omnicrons, Omnibot. What were those called?
Omnicons were the
Doomlock, Krulok were Terracons.
Terracons.
The Autobot version were the Omnicons.
So, we get a signal flare or something like that.
I'd
be up for that.
Okay, so Deluxe has some of the more interesting, all the larger price points are pretty interesting here. So, for Deluxe, we've got Tarantulas. I don't think there's any indication whether it's normal or transmetal. That'll make sense later. Skids, which we've kind of known to expect for a little while from the leakers. Dragstrip is also something that's been heavily implied by some of the leaks, and this is kind of the first like concrete confirmation that what they're saying has legitimacy behind it, that we're getting a redo of the Stunicons next year. Also, Kickback at the deluxe price point. So we know that as far back as Late Siege, I think, they were floating the idea of redoing the Insecticons as deluxes because One of the Insecticons was a choice on the last fan poll they ran.
And that would be actually a little larger than the original Insecticons, which would be a pretty nice size for those, I would think.
Although I feel like it would put them kind of out of scale, because, I mean, of course it varies from episode to episode because it was never consistent from one studio to the next, but a lot of the time you would see the Insecticons portrayed as about half the height of Megatron.
Yeah.
And, you know, Deluxe is more than half the height of a Voyager, so...
I mean, we also have, like, the Bumblebee and the Cliffjumper, too.
Yeah, because I was thinking it would be, like, around the Bumblebee Cliffjumper size, but
yeah,
then
they
you
could do that.
And then you would fill it out with Energon cubes. Ooh. Or something along those lines, as far as the, like, you got the skis and the cannon with Cliffjumper,
yeah.
You would get the Energon cubes and something else with the Insecticons to fill it out.
Like, or, like, a husk or something. Where they
thanks a lot, Don. Now I'm going to be disappointed when they don't do that.
But we will get all three, though, you know, because, you know, as they said, they do like doing sets.
Yeah, I mean, over the course of the next three and a half years, yeah, we'll get all of them. Don, is that a giant beer glass full of coffee?
No, it's a giant beer glass full of tea.
Oh okay.
Coffee
gotta love gotta love the dollar store.
Yeah, actually, generally, I do love the dollar store. Mm-hmm. Okay, so moving on to Voyager. So Blaster is something we've already heard about to some extent. Blaster is supposed to run first in Wave 5 of Kingdom. Wave 5 of Kingdom is going to be mostly populated by stuff that was going to originally be Wave 1 of Evolution, but Stories wanted more Kingdom, so they reshuffled the assortments a little bit. So this Blaster listing is probably a rerun from the last Wave of Kingdom. This is just like Astro Train being in Siege and Earthrise. Mm-hmm. It's the exact same process because Siege went through the same thing, getting an extension wave added on, which is why we had Spinister and Crosshairs in the last Deluxe wave as the only two first-run figures. Okay, so then after Blaster, we have a listing for Yay. Bulkhead.
Yes.
Yes, finally some non-G1 stuff in here, right?
Which version of Bulkhead, though?
Probably Transformers Prime.
Well, I mean, Boo. That's close enough. Close enough.
I'll take it, but...
I wouldn't be surprised if they tried to fuse the two designs a little bit more.
Yeah.
To try to play on both sides.
And this is listed as a Voyager, so I would, you know, I'd hope it's a little bit bigger.
I mean, it probably won't be bigger than the Transformers Prime Voyager, just because Voyagers aren't that big anymore. So good luck with that. And then one I'm personally excited for is Armada Starscream.
Also awesome.
Because I
have another Armada Starscream.
Yes, I love that design. I will take as many design. Of them as they want to produce. See, the thing with Armada, a lot of the legacy characters that they reimagined designs for, they did a really good job reimagining the designs for them. And I will gladly take updates for them as many times as they want to, you know, try to improve on them.
You know, actually,
I'm hoping to see in a subsequent wave a redo in the deluxe class of Sideways, because that original toy was very much focused around its gimmick. I'd like to see one with a very similar design, but focused more on articulation and not being taken up with the faction symbol swap gimmick, as neat as that was.
I've never thought of, I don't want to derail this, but I've never thought about the whole idea, like the design cues of like the legacy characters. Is anyone as divergent as Megatron? Because Megatron is highly divergent from his classical look.
Yeah, I mean, it's not.
There were some characters that were just pretty much name swaps, like Cliffjumper. That
yeah, or Cyclonus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I feel, you know, well, that's when they were just naming stuff to keep names without any
possible.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
But I mean, you know. Like, you know, Starscream, Optimus, Red Alert, all those were pretty, they queued pretty closely to, yeah, Red Alert's a really good one too. As for Megatron, I feel like it diverges a lot from G1 Megatron, but if you think about the context of G2 being the most recent vehicle form Megatron they had to draw from, it's not all that far off.
That's true. I love the head. I just love the
design of that head. I love basically everything about the design of that original toy.
It's wonderful.
The original toy specifically with all of its gimmicks, like, and again, not to derail, it's one of the things I've said before, like, design updates are great, none of this is going to capture the spirit of the originals because they were trying to do a really specific thing that the legacy updates are not going to be trying to duplicate. So then finally we have a leader class listing for Dragon Megatron, which we're assuming is Transmetal 2 Megatron, which is why I floated the possibility of Tarantulas being a Transmetal earlier.
So what was the last Transformer that had a lot of vac metal on it? Jetfire?
Yeah, probably something around then.
Or the Metroplex. Those were around the same time.
Metro, that would have been the year before. Jetfire was 2014, I believe.
Okay.
I guess it would be STCC Devastator, wouldn't it?
Did it?
I
don't even remember what that one looked like, so I didn't even think about that.
It looked like Devastator, but with pinkish purple chrome on Mixmaster's drum, the chest wing, and Scavenger's torso.
I'd be fine with some more vacuumized metal.
Well, put an asterisk after that because like it has to be better than what we got on Jetfire, where it was basically immediately.
Off. Yeah.
I would not necessarily trust vac metal in today's climate. Both economically and the weather.
I'll be honest. If we're jumping from Beast Wars Season 1 Megatron to Transmetal 2 Megatron without getting Transmetal Megatron from Season 2, I will be slightly pissed.
I know how you feel, Don. I tend to agree. I think with how they did Season 1 Megatron in Kingdom, they could do a really good job updating Transmetal Megatron.
Yeah,
nothing's gonna be quite as like just simply impressive as the Mega Transmetal Megatron, but like I think they could do some really nice things working with that design again.
So this news is developing as like literally as the show's happening. So in our Discord,
This is the Wild, most breaking of breaking news. Yes,
Spencer Wild is posting pictures that are coming from TFW. Looks like a repack of Inferno.
That's the most.
Other Inferno.
I think the most simple thing is that it would be a repack of the fire truck, but you know, Voyager size for Fire Ant Inferno would also be about right.
Yeah.
Cause Inferno was almost as tall as Dinobot in the show. He was one of the biggest characters in season one. So that would have to be a Voyager to fit the scale correctly. I hope it is the Fire Ant. Honestly, I would like to see that done again. Cause like I have the original Beast Wars Inferno toy and it's fine for what it is for its age, but it's also like 90% transparent, translucent plastic, and I'm deathly afraid to actually touch it.
MRP 73 is pointing out that the Golden Lagoon stuff had vacuumized metal. It was part vac, part ugly.
Plastic.
Mustard. Yeah.
Mustard plastic.
Partly metal, partly butterscotch.
Posted Ravage at a $8.49 price point.
Oh yeah, Ravage.
I think Spencer had that a little while ago. I put in the show notes already.
Yeah, we haven't got to the Studio Series stuff yet.
Oh, I see it. I didn't scroll down far enough. Sorry.
But also, I mean, they could get around vacuumized metal with like paint or something.
Yeah, metallic paint.
Yeah.
Besides, if we get an Inferno, he'll be called. I think honestly, he will be called Scavenger because
we're still talking about Megatron. But yeah, Inferno could be. I think it's probably a repack. If not, I mean, hopefully it'd be Ant Inferno instead of Transmetal Scavenger. But it actually says Inferno. So it's knowing our luck, it probably is the fire truck.
I mean, that's the simplest answer for that. But we did have, two Scorponox back-to-back years, and they're completely different. So the possibility is far from remote that this is the fire ant we've been waiting for.
Please.
Okay, so moving on to the Studio Series stuff. This is a little bit smaller scale, literally, because it seems to all reflect a new price point at $8.49 in Target system. Now, $8.49, of course, is right in the middle between what used to be the MicroMaster price point, now Core Class, and the Battlemaster price point and Generations. So you can kind of get like a sense of what some of this stuff probably is trying to be. So we have what's listed as Studio Series 86 Rumble, a Ravage Edge, which does not have a series label with it, but presumably it's going to be a studio series thing also because it's carrying the same price point. We have no other signs so far of the 849 being a Generations thing also. We also have Transformers 3 Dark of the Moon Laserbeak in this price point. What's listed as a Transformers 7 Wheelie?
Wheelie's going to be back?
Well, so Transformers 7, which is the Bumblebee sequel set in 1992, so technically it would be Wheelie's first chronological appearance if it's indeed the same Wheelie.
I love that little Wheelie. He was cool.
Yeah, that seems like the character you'd kind of gravitate toward. We also have a listing here, confusingly, for Ratchet at this price point, and more confusingly, it has both Transformer 7 and Studio Series 86 prefixes in its listing.
How can That's they weird. Make a Ratchet that small, like all the other ones? Yeah,
see, cool. So when I thought it was just Studio Series 86, my suggestion was, well, okay, I guess they could sell a package of smoldering remains.
Yes, and, just pieces.
Just Ratchet's head with flames coming out.
Yeah.
Well, now, there was a Ratchet in the One Step. If they repurpose the One Step into this price point, that could be it.
Not how much are authentic? How much are authentic alphas?
No. I'm just saying there's a Ratchet around that price point. So I'm saying if that's the new trade dress across the board, and they could do that, just color it slightly different.
Does this specifically say Studio Series?
The listing for it has prefixes for both Transformers 7 and Studio Series 86.
Yeah, I don't buy it being anything like that. That's which I, to me, it's just wait and see. I have no idea what that would be.
So my own speculation, the thing that makes the most sense, assuming it's Transformers 7, I'm going to guess that it is Ratchet's appearance in that movie is as like a holographic communication, and they're making like a little super simple Ratchet in clear plastics to be the hologram that Bumblebee or somebody talks to, just to pad out the price point a little bit.
Interesting.
I would almost say out of all of them, this is the one that's a mistake in the system. Like the price isn't right or something. Like,
well, and that's, yeah, so that's the thing too. We've had rumors that Ratchet, G1 Ratchet, is going to be done again in this upcoming trilogy, possibly as a Voyager. But if this is a Studio Series listing, that still could be independent of a redo G1 Ratchet.
Mm.
So basically, we have no idea what's going on with that because of both conflicting subline prefixes, obviously, and just because the name and the price point don't make any sense together. It's a tough one.
Yeah.
So have we had anything else pop up in the Discord?
No.
There's the Wheelie Ravage. Yeah. Okay. So I think we're all caught up for the moment. But yeah, this is the most breaking of breaking news we've had on the live show in quite some time. And it's entertaining.
Yeah. And when we've had breaking news, normally it's like we're talking about something else and we have to break in, or it's at the very end and we go for another 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. This is pretty nice. Okay.
I was kind of excited putting this together in the show notes. Like, again, this started popping up during dinner, so I didn't have a chance to, like, you know, RFC news blog it or anything.
So we have, and I'm going to, this is from, I'm going to give credit to Autobase Aichi instead of to the leakers. There's stuff that popped up. Kingdom Pipes, Shadow Panther, and a Selects Blue Streak.
It might not actually be Selects.
Well, you know, let's see.
I don't care what header it's under, just give it to me.
Yeah. So I've not been able to dig too deep into this, but I saw a suggestion that it might be a Target exclusive.
I'll buy it. Red card away, baby.
Well, no, they'd have to make a new blue card for Blue Streak.
Oh, yeah.
Although I think they're going to call it Silver Streak, just to be confusing. I'm not joking about that either. That's my understanding of what's going to happen. It's going to be Silver Streak.
Well, like everyone, I do hope Pipes has the two pipes, because that's kind of, you know, his thing. I'm thinking maybe they would drop the bad gun and save the plastic and give him his two pipes, I'm hoping.
Yeah, so I think the same way that we're seeing this picture of Shadow Panther with two tail weapons, which the toy is obviously not going to include both of, because this is a stolen from the factory sample that someone bought and received stolen goods via, you know, it doesn't have all of its accessories.
Oh, it's got the mutant head.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, get a couple of those and put it with the Pulsecon Ravage and, you know, give him some Tripredicus agents.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he would come with two tails here.
Or, you know, you got two phases of three bodies evolution.
Yeah. Was the third, was it the Transmetal 2 Shadow Panther was the one, yeah.
Transmetal 2 Tripredicus agent.
The Walmart exclusive toy.
Yep.
Yep.
Which I remember getting Walmart to sell me for $3 because they had all the other leftover Transmetal 2 stuff on clearance for $3. I'm like, but these are $3 and this is the same packaging. So certainly.
You know, speaking of buying something on the show, I don't have a carded one of those anymore. Let me do that after we look at this. Blue Streak. Looks great.
Yeah.
I'd Silver Streak. Yeah.
Or we can just call it Diaclone Blue Streak.
Sure.
Yeah, it looks pretty nice. People are saying that the blue on it is a little bit too dark, but I'm thinking also those photos are pretty contrasty and the darkness or brightness of the colors may not be quite accurate.
The Ben of Toys.
It should be a pretty dark blue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Ben of Toys behind it made me think for a second that this was actually at my house and I had this toy. But it's not.
That looks like one of my bins.
It does look like one of mine. Let's see here.
Yeah, Pipes looks okay. I'm not like super excited by it.
I really like it.
And M. Cipher pointed out on Twitter too, the arms are white and not silver, which, you know, they should be silver.
It's hard to tell from the photos, but it looks like Pipes doesn't have the issue where it's like bowed in vehicle mode, but that could just be.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. They could, you know, they did a lot of other mold changes to Pipes, so they could have corrected some of the fittings. Night Sword also correctly wants me to mention that Blue Streak has the smokescreen front end of the car with the extended bumper grille.
Hmm.
So it's.
Why?
To be confusing?
Hmm.
Maybe they were looking at the Vinyltech smokescreen.
I was thinking like it could also just, you know, stand in for like an alternator smokescreen in a sense.
Yeah, I was thinking they you know, couldn't figure out which of the two to make and split the difference.
Yeah, one car, five homages. Pick one.
I mean, I don't really mind either way because it's a great mold with or without the bumper extension. The stock version, the street version, looks a little bit nicer, but either way it's going to be great until the knees shatter.
And just as an update, I did not buy Tripredicus agent because it's astronomically high for what it is, so I'm gonna
really
wait around. Yeah, the two online right now, one's 175 and the other's 200, and the one that's 200 has a yellowed bubble. No way.
Dang.
But did you check like completed listings?
Yes, it has gone recently for between $100, $120, and $242.
The $242 is a buy it now, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a buy it now.
Yeah. Cripes.
Yeah, I'm gonna hold off.
Glad I got mine for $3 20 years ago.
You still have it on the card?
No.
Yeah, I probably have two or three of them, but they're loose. I
can't imagine paying $200 for that toy.
No. But I love the look of it on the card. I love that.
Oh, it's a beautiful deco.
Yeah, I love the Transmetals text and the Walmart text above it. Mm-hmm. I just think it looks classy, and it reminds me of my. It reminds me of my early adulthood, not my childhood, my early adulthood.
Trading Transmetal pack rats.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, man. Okay. So let's see here. Anything else stolen? No.
No.
So I honestly saw this floating around and I didn't know what to think, but this is a real thing. It is a Unicron pen holder. It's $60.
Diecast needs this.
I want it, honestly.
It looks terrible.
No, Diecast, you have to own this.
It looks great.
It looks terrible to me.
No, you have to buy this.
No, I can't get behind this at all.
Well, when our friend Ben Yeev from BWTF.com tweeted this out, and I replied, third party needs to make a pin that looks like the Quintesson spaceship that you can plug into the eye.
So, I mean, let's see here. But he'd still have to have one good eye, though, and he doesn't.
Well, I mean, if a third party is making a Quintesson ship to put through the one eye, they can throw in an insert for the other one. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like the face. Maybe it needs more color. Maybe the proportions just don't.
It's not $2,000 is your problem, diecast.
Yeah, no, diecast. You have to buy this.
And it's not a lamp.
That's your crutch, Don, not diecast.
I mean, I'm sure you could put like one of those little like light up those tiki lights in it if you really wanted to.
No.
It needs teeth.
Yeah. That big mouth just open like that is disturbing.
Yeah. They're also from Icon Heroes pin sets using box art, including Grimlock and Ironhide and Starscream and Shockwave. And I'll pull those up for people watching the video.
I just kind of appreciated that, you know, making pins of G1 characters, they went with toy Ironhide of all things.
Oh, even holy crap, you're right.
As a pin.
Like, I mean, just genuinely like that they went that direction with it. And, you know, seeing the other toy box art in this form, too, is cool. But, like, they picked that one of all things they could pick.
Yeah.
Like, Ravage bounding toward the viewer is, like, an iconic thing because so much print media basically traced that box art as a character model. So you would get that in bunch of different comics on both the Marvel US and UK side, for instance. Like, I'm surprised they didn't go with that for one of these.
Just as an update, Brian, I think maybe I have you beat because the Unicron lamp on eBay is running from $700 buy it now with $900 shipping.
That cost $10 originally
for $700.
Yeah, to $4,000. And $135 shipping. Yeah,
did that cost $10 when it first came out, though?
No, the Unicron lamp.
How much was
the Unicron lamp?
Yeah, about $900.
Yeah, so Don. Tripartite's agent has gone between 20 and 24 times the original retail price. That Unicron is not. So that doesn't surprise me. It's a lot, but it doesn't surprise me.
Let's see.
Well, I mean, the $4,000 is kind of.
I mean, it's expensive, but that's like four times as much. Back then, deluxes were $10.
Yeah,
I'm gonna add it to my watch list.
Yeah, because Tripartite's agent came out in parallel with Robots in Disguise.
Was it Robot or not? Was it Beast Machines?
No, it was Robots in Disguise.
Really? That late?
Tripartite's agent was the very last Beast Wars toy of the original run.
Huh. Okay. Yeah, I was thinking that came out contemporary with Beast Machines. Okay.
No, so contemporary with Beast Machines was the Beast Wars Mutants, which was the sole Beast Wars branding on the shelf for 2000. And
yeah,
in 2001, there was Tripartite's Agent, which was the one and only Beast Wars thing new released that year and was the last original Beast Wars toy.
Yeah, I'm a little fuzzy on like the Mutants. I didn't have regular access to KB, so I might have run across those on the shelf once. Were those available anywhere else?
They came out at Walmart and Toys R Us.
I never saw them. I only saw them at KB.
So I saw a Mutant Soundwave in a store once, and that was at a Walmart. And then I believe Poison Sting and Razor Claw I got from a Toys R Us. Okay. I want to say, maybe a Kmart even.
Back then, I had like no access to anything other than Walmart. And if my Walmart didn't carry it, it was, you know, basically, I was like on an island, effectively.
Yeah, so am I. But it worked out for you with those Transmetal Rat Traps.
Oh, sure did. Yeah, cool. I missed that Walmart. Cool. Okay. Let's see here. Let's jump to what we got. Who wants to go first? Chris?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I've only got the one thing, so it'll be pretty quick. So I have Rekgar.
Jelly.
Yeah, I was
nice.
I was glad in a certain way that you hadn't got ears delivered yet.
Hey, it's okay. I'll have it tomorrow.
I know, and I mean, I made it possible for you to get that.
Yes, thank you.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, I sent an email to our internal mailing list when Hasbro Toy Shop on eBay had the Rekkar listing up for the fifth time that afternoon.
Real quick, I just want to point out something. Sean is exactly right in the Discord. If it came out during RID, there should be an RFC episode where we talked about it. And there probably is.
Well, the 8 or 9 episodes we did that year.
We did about 20 in 2001. We were 20 or 30. I think we did several that year. Not every week, though.
Captain Rufus says he remembers Deathy saying he bought 20 of the Tripartite agents. Sure he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
And that wasn't me as Deathy. That was really Deathy.
Uh-huh. Well, you can at least say for sure it wasn't you as Deathy, but it might have been one of the other not Deathy Deathies. You can't. Yeah. So I've got Rekkar. I've got mine in motorcycle mode. Matt's is in robot mode. If he wants to hold that up for demonstration purposes. It's pretty nice. It's on the more simple side for Voyager. It feels like a big deluxe, which is not the worst thing. And it's actually a fair bit more simple than what?
The big deluxe, the burger from Hardee's. It feels
I forgot about that.
Sorry.
Oh, and I want a cheeseburger.
I was pretending to be Don for a second.
Being big and simple isn't the worst thing that it could do. It's pretty easy to transform. And the point of comparison for me is the reveal the shield Rekkar, which wasn't difficult, but it certainly had its spots where you kind of had to get things set just right. And then the handlebars would break off because design flaws. That doesn't look like it's happening on this one, fortunately. And of course, this favors, the G1 toy with a cartoon facelift a little bit. So it's a completely different style. One thing, so Josh Wheeljack64 was posting some pictures in our Discord. He's got two Rekkars and he had them, he had one riding the other one. And it actually looks like the robot is a little bit too big to ride on the motorcycle.
Aww.
Yeah, the scale seems a little bit off. If you put a deluxe on here, I think it would be about right for, it'd be a bigger motorcycle, but, there are big motorcycles, and I think the scaling would actually kind of fit for that. It's not the worst outcome for this, because at least, the motorcycle mode is very stable. It's a little bit hollow-looking.
Right under the seat.
The way it's engineered, I see why it has to be that way. And of course, it does give clearance for the wheel right there. And with the spikes on there, it'd be hard to get something tighter fitting and still have the wheel free spinning. And for the way the wheels work, to have them being able to spin the way they do is actually pretty impressive, too. They've basically got a bearing going through the middle and they peg in from both ends. And it spins really freely. I've had similar kinds of things like this try to do this method of an axle, and it is very reluctant to actually go more than a quarter of a turn. This will just spin. It's great. Also, the axe is a pinwheel. It's totally a pinwheel. It's riveted and spins just the same.
Spinning around.
Yeah.
A pinwheel and see what I found.
I thought the transformation was pretty cool on it, too.
Yeah, it's actually really straightforward. My test for this is, can I transform this successfully the first time without ever looking at the instructions? And the answer for this is yes. The only part that gave me trouble was popping out the windshield and headlight section, because that basically fits flush down to the inside of the torso, and it sits in there really snug, and it's kind of hard to get purchase on it to pull it back out. And the part that's facing out toward you in that is the windshield part, so you have to be careful if you're worried about putting stress on the clear plastic doing that. So I eventually got that to pop out without doing any kind of damage or feeling like anything was at risk, but it's the one part that I wish was a little bit smoother on it. But overall, this has turned out pretty nice. My one really petty stupid complaint about this is that the nipple guns are not 3mm compatible, so I can't do stupid obscene things with them. But they are ball jointed, although that's specifically so that you can have them pointing forward in motorcycle mode when the chest plate is pitched in a little bit.
But so, that does mean Rengar has articulated nipples.
Yeah, it sure does. So my second Rengar should be here tomorrow if FedEx is not lying to me like it did to Rob and Diecast. But yeah, I'm pretty satisfied with this. I don't regret now having bought the second one. So, you know, I'm looking forward to getting that and plopping it on here and just, you know, seeing if the scaling feels the same way in hand as it does in the pictures I've seen. Oh, also, the handlebars are articulated on rivets. They swivel. They're also soft plastic, so breakage is not going to be a big risk for them. And the handlebars themselves look like they are 5mm compatible. So anything with a standard style hand should be able to grip these very well. And I think particularly if you put Studio Series Hot Rod on here with his articulated hands, you could probably get his hands around the brake and throttle levers also and just like have a really good look for motorcycle riding with that. So yeah, I think this is going to have as much value as an accessory for some other figures as it does just as a thing on its own. I also have seen that there is a like Shockwave's Lab upgrade kit already in the works for this, which is going to be an exhaust pipe and a rifle. So the exhaust pipe, I think, will plug into one of these ports on the lower rear side here. And then in robot mode, it actually is a handle extension for the axe, because as you can see, the handle where Rengar will actually grip is very close to the axe blade itself, and that might not be the look you really want to have with it. So I'm really thinking about picking that up, too. One last detail, too. Dual kickstands, which are actually really well disguised in robot mode because they just close flush with the legs. I didn't even realize they were there at first until I was like, how is this supposed to stand up on these spiky wheels? And then it's like, wait, those are hinged. Those are kickstands. Nice.
And they hold it up really well, too. There's even some molded detail of like springs on the inside of them.
Yeah, it's a really nice touch on this. I was really pleased with that. So yeah, Rengar turned out quite nice. It's not Studio Series Hot Rod nice, but I think it's one of the nicer Studio Series 86 figures so far. That's not like a liter-sized Dinobot, because those are obviously the best. And I believe that's all I got this week. It's been a light one for me.
Cool. Who wants to go next?
All right, so speaking of liter-class Dinobots.
Yes.
Yeah, this was from last week. I found Slag at retail. I found him in Walmart. This is the only new thing I found at retail in forever. But I mean, we've already gone over him pretty well.
I haven't.
yeah, he's just really good. Don and Chris both covered him pretty thoroughly.
Yeah. Did you have the pop-off issues or the, you know, the things that I ran into?
I don't think I had anything pop off. Everything pegs together pretty well, too. I don't think I had any real clearance issues. I've had this for like 2 weeks. I just wasn't around last week to talk about it.
Because of Tenga issues?
That was one of the reasons. Yeah, that was the straw that broke the camel's back last week, yes.
I'm sorry, by the way.
Stupid Amazon. Anyway, so also last week, I got a couple Marvel Legends. I got the classic Black Cat that came back in stock at Hasbro Pulse.
Nice figure. Very nice figure.
And Chris remembered that I needed one more part for my Ursa Major, my big mutant bear man. So he was kind enough to supply that for me. He found the last piece at Walmart, and it came with a free Vault Guardsman, which I is a thing I have now. But yeah, just he's a very, very nicely sized build-a-figure.
That's a big bear.
Yes, it is.
So that's a Build-A-Bear then?
Yes, it is. Marvel Legends Build-A-Bear. There we go. So back to Transformers last week. I picked up the Netflix deep cover. I like the blue on this thing, but you can't take the battle damage off.
Because so it's all paint.
There is no blue plastic on this thing. Really? Every last bit of it is paint. I have a feeling this was a late in the process deco change. Like, if I had, this is all cast in gray plastic. If I had to bet money, I would say this was probably going to be another sparkless bot.
Ah.
And somebody went, no, we've already got a seeker and a not Dotson. You know, can we do a something Dotson. Else with that? Yeah. Can we something to make it stand out on the shelf? And like, well, we don't have a blue one yet. So it's a shame too, because that blue is so pretty and it looks good in car mode. And the battle damage just ruins it. I bought this for spare parts. Like I may make myself a clamp down out of it. And I needed the head and the fists and whatnot.
That's a good theory though, that it was supposed to be another sparkless. That would explain why it's all gray.
Yeah. So that was it for last week. As far as this week goes, I got, since this is a Power Rangers podcast. I got some Lightning collection. I finally got freaking Kai and Carlos, Lost Galaxy Blue and In Space Black. And of course, because it's Lightning collection, you know, they got some sloppy paint issues here and there. It's turning into a love-hate relationship with this line, like between paint issues and variable degrees of success on head sculpts.
And inconsistent,
you know, parts included, you know, for teams. It's infuriating a lot of the time. So something that is consistently making me happy, though, the Super Mini Plow line, now the Shokugan Modeling Project, I got Gal King.
Wild for Megazord.
Yes. Really, really nice. And most of these I had, whenever you get them done, there's always a ton of parts left over that you have to find something to do with, you know, extra hands, two or three weapons. This thing, the only spare part is another sword.
Hmm.
There's, you've got the fixed sword, which is larger. It scales better with the Megazord, and a smaller one that's actually, the Shark Tail, which is articulated. That's the only piece that's left over. But yeah, this is a really nice one.
How do they pull off the bull, the legs? I mean, does it actually transform on the legs?
It's- yeah. Yeah. It like on the show, it unfolds and twists around. Yeah.
How sturdy does that process feel?
It almost wants to get in its way a little bit, like right underneath the bull head. Like there's a piece that's kind of a 45 degree angle that kind of wants to clip, but it fits by there well enough.
It doesn't seem fragile or anything doing that process. No. That's impressive.
No. Hmm. The only thing that gets me about this is I wish the Eagle would plug in more securely. It just kind of sits there and there's a little bit of a grab.
Hmm.
But he does have two faces, and you switch them by pulling up on the crown and rotate the crown around, push it back down, turn back.
That's great.
And he's got the angry face.
That's really clever.
Mm. Yes.
I don't want to own or build that, but that's really cool.
It was not a bad build at all.
I wish I liked Wild Force more to get that.
Yeah, the Bison was the most in-depth build just because it's twice the size of everything else.
Right. Yeah, my problem, I'm not like super big on model kits, as you well know, but like I also don't want to like commit myself to a whole Gal Ranger Power Animals ecosystem here for whatever depth they actually end up
going into. Oh, yeah, I've already got Gal Muscle pre-ordered, and I wait anxiously await Gal Hunter.
Yeah, and the inevitable Gal Hunter Blue Moon.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So, and then I got a bunch of stuff today in the mail. So I got my copy of, you know, my 4K copy of Transformers the movie.
I've yet
to comes with watch a nice. Yeah, comes with a poster, which I don't know if I knew that or not. I ordered this so long ago.
It's in a tube.
Yeah, so it was like in a 2-foot box that was just sticking out of my mailbox when I got home.
I'm surprised your post office actually left you a box.
Yeah, I purposely bought myself a very large mailbox.
Ah.
Like, like so nice. Large. The day after I put it up, I got a note from my postal carrier saying, "Hey, I like your new mailbox."
Oh, cool.
So a lot of the stuff I order actually fits in the mailbox. Now, I've seen them cram like 4 boxes in that thing. It's crazy.
Just quick, wow. if we didn't have the whole leak title for this week, "Hey, I like your new mailbox" would have been a strong contender for for the show title.
Yeah.
So also today, no thanks to Amazon, but a lot of thanks to GameStop, I got some Lightning Collection Tenga Warriors.
Oh, good.
Nice.
These things are super nice. They've gotten like this shiny kind of metallic highlight paint on them. That's green. Gives a nice, like
almost iridescent.
Yeah, it gives a nice shimmer to them.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. They seem like they are some of the best. I'm using the plural because you're holding two of them up. The Tenga seems like it's one of the best, like, not just Lightning Collection monster products, but like just figures in general in the line.
Do you think maybe because they come with no accessories, the paint budget for them was allocated more?
They come with an egg.
Oh,
lightning effect piece, extra hands, and smaller wings.
Well, okay, why can they put all that stuff in a box with a Tenga, still get that kind of paint job, and they can't get the Rangers right?
Look at the size of them, too, compared to a Deluxe.
Uh-huh.
They're freaking huge.
And heavy.
Yeah. And articulated beaks, too.
Wow.
So, yeah, I am really impressed with them. I got those on GameStop, and they arrived, like I said, today. I got a couple more ordered from Big Bad. And I think a couple from Pulse, so I'll have about 6 altogether, which is where I go, you know, one for each Ranger.
I'm glad you were able to get many, as it turns out.
Well, like, you know, those others are still pre-orders that aren't.
Yeah.
I won't see for 2 months yet, if I'm lucky.
But still, I mean, I'm glad you weren't completely out of luck with Amazon dropping your pre-order out from.
Yeah, so I ordered those the day they went up in February, mm-hmm. and you know. So it was 6 months. I, you know, check back, you know, order still good. Order still good. I check back. I was supposed to get them last Wednesday delivered from Amazon. I checked on Wednesday and it still said scheduled for delivery by, you know, whatever time today. And then at noon, oh yeah, your order's canceled.
So real quick,
not delayed, canceled.
So not to break in, but I real time feedback. It's usually pretty easy to tell when I'm buying something during the show because I go quiet. And if you're watching the video, my eyes are not necessarily looking at the camera. I tweeted out a link to, and you should go to Twitter. I'm going to make that the pinned tweet, twitter.com/TF Radio, or so at TF Radio. There is a link for Masters of the Universe Origins Castle Grayskull. It's on Amazon for $75, which is the first time I've noticed it on Amazon. It's ready to ship. But Blade was like, "Are you buying while recording again?" You know the dedicated fans when they can tell. So yeah, sorry, I just had to share that.
Well, I'm talking about Power Rangers, so I know you're not paying attention.
That's
to
true.
Us.
That's true. I'm actually opening toys. I'm going to talk about when it's my turn. I haven't opened yet.
Yeah. So
Matt, you gotta keep getting more Power Rangers stuff, because the more Power Rangers stuff you have to talk about, the more money you cost Brian.
Oh. Hey, I'm all for that, but you know they have to release stuff and you. It's taken me like 2.5 months to get this Lightning Collection stuff that other people have already had. So, the last thing I got today is, of course, Studio Series Rekkar. Once again, thanks to Chris, because he sent us the link to Hasbro Toy Shop when these went up the other day. I ordered this Monday and I have it now. So it's pretty great. I got one of the old Reveal the Shield Deluxes to scale with him. So Rekkar is pretty big.
Yeah.
That's huge, yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the benefits of it being so simple as a Voyager. Like, it didn't need a lot of parts count to go into it, so they could up the volume more than on some of the other Voyagers.
Also, real quick, real-time feedback from the Discord, tfradio.net/Discord. We were talking before about there's probably an episode of RSC where I'm talking about Tripredicus Agent. Sean went through and did the research. Radio Free Cybertron
already?
For May 1st, 2001. I apparently I loved that was what the show notes said. Brian loves Tripartite Agent. So there you go. May 1st, 2001. So that was over 20 years ago. God, I am old.
Yeah.
But if you listen to that episode, apparently me gush about that. That's at tfradio.net. Just look for verse 2001.
Anyway, Matt, tell us more about how you love Rekkar, and hopefully nobody else will interrupt you this time.
Yeah. So
real time feedback, Matt. You're doing a great job.
Yeah. So like he's pretty big. He's got a really good face sculpt.
Ooh.
Too. You know, my crappy camera does not do it justice. The one thing like I have to nitpick about is just the giant crevices on the underside of his arms where his hand folds back. Like it's a huge empty space. But
I would say at least it is on the underside and not like the inner facing side. I think in most poses that makes it not so visible.
I'm sure there'll be a kit for it.
Yeah, if you're looking at him from the front, I mean he's absolutely gorgeous. Mm-hmm. So but just I know it's there, so it's gonna bother me.
That's fair.
But you know, he's got the nice flame decals on his gas tank. So that's accurate. He is a really nice figure. I am absolutely going to get another one just to have in motorcycle mode for him. I
ordered the last two from that eBay auction that Chris sent, so I'll have two tomorrow.
Well, I think they added more after because I didn't see the email until about an hour.
I think it's a two available when I bought it. Yeah, I'm certain.
Yeah, after Rob said he got one and there are only two left.
And it said they'd sold like 160 of them. Why did those things not show up on Pulse?
I don't know. But yeah, Rob said he had gotten one of the last two. And then when I logged in an hour later, it said there were seven available. So I guess they just kept opening cases.
Well, huge shout out to our Discord, to tfradio.net/Discord, because they're the ones who brought to my attention that was going up on Hasbro's eBay store. And I was actually out doing errands. So like every time I would be between stops, they'd be adding me like, hey, it's back in stock. Can you get one now? And I'd be like driving somewhere. I can't get to my phone. And by the time I would park and pull the page up, it was sold out again.
No time to
three cycles of that.
Don wanted to talk.
So thank you, Discord.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
What are you saying, Don?
Well,
I was saying that I saw the thing as well, and I went and purchased one, and my label has been created, and that's it. Nothing else has been done. The label is created, but when I checked tracking, I think it said 268 were sold. It was well over 250. I'm thinking 268 is what was sold. Mine is apparently the label's been created and that's it. And I ordered mine on Monday as well. So I guess they're just running through them as fast as they can.
Yeah. In other news, I canceled my Hasbro Pulse pre-order the moment I got home.
All right. Well, I'm done. So someone else can go now.
Cool.
All right. Who else? I got some stuff. I got some theft, as Brian likes to call it. It is a shattered glass. This is the Bumblebee movie Optimus Prime.
Mold. Studio Series 38 or the MPM?
38. Studio Series. Okay. So I just saw it, which it was cheap.
Theft.
I was getting other stuff. Yes. Yes. And it is theft. Because it is not a Hasbro product.
Well, no, it's theft because it's a bootleg of a Hasbro product.
Yeah, yeah, it's one to one. It's not.
Yeah, no, the colors look good on that.
Yeah, look, I love the shattered glass coloring, and especially on certain bots, it looks really good.
Also, if they just put some blinding blue on there, it could be a G2 Motormaster.
Yeah.
Is it sturdier than the, because that was the one thing I had a problem with, but when I found the one I did, because I was expecting something to be kind of sturdy like Siege Optimus was, because they came out relatively close together, and movie 38 Bumblebee Optimus is not near as sturdy as some of the other figures in the line.
It's been a while since I've touched that figure, because that figure's what, a year and a half old maybe by now?
Two and a half.
But no, this does not feel very sturdy. And I don't know if that's because it's a knockoff or that's just how the original mold was.
As I remember, the main thing that would be, as Don puts it, not sturdy was how the lower legs came together.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that. And there is a screw in there to tighten it up if you want to. But I mean, I can't say he's not sturdy. Like, he'll stand up, unlike my
Weird Wolf guy in the Fangry.
Yeah, Fangry. Fangry does the Matrix pose when you don't want him to. So yeah, he's better than Fangry in that respect. But yeah, he doesn't feel solid like some of the other Transformers do. That was shoved in a box.
In a big box.
And I got this guy because I don't have enough Unicrons. So I needed
You need that pen holder, though.
Yeah. Yep. No, I don't need the pen holder. So I got, you know, this, they're calling it the pumpkin edition because he is more orange in color and then lighter gray up front.
Is that still studio sale?
Yeah. Yep. And
does the head come with it this time, or is it still an add-on kit?
It's still an add-on. Like, they didn't, the box, they redid the box, but it's still a separate box for the head and the wings. So nothing changed in that respect. I really like the colors on this guy. I can understand what Chris said. Chris actually said on Twitter that these grays were a little bit too light, I believe.
Too warm, yeah.
Too warm, but yeah, I mean, I really like the contrast between them and the fact that they match the hands and everything. I really like this for Unicron. But this looks terrible in planet mode. So, really? Yeah. So he's just, he's not getting transformed. He's staying like this.
What's wrong with it in planet mode?
Yeah, because, I mean, the studio sale original color in planet mode looked good.
That's what it is. This doesn't look as good in planet mode just because of the colors of the panels and stuff. There's a lot of dark, really dark gray and light gray, and it just doesn't look as nice. If you look online for pictures of this in planet mode, you'll see what I mean.
It's okay. Well, I've got the regular version.
Really happy with that to add to my Unicron collection that I currently can't fit anywhere. But, you know, I have it for my next house in 30, 20 years.
Hey, you need to move down here. Like,
it's all in 30 or 20 years.
Yeah.
He'll move down there when Don gets a computer.
Oh.
Ha. Also got Transformers Autobot Lancer at Ollie's.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Oh, nice.
And
I checked Molly's, but we didn't have anything.
I was like, yeah, I'm getting this because if I ever put that all female combiner team together, I sold my green light for like well over $200. So I'm missing one female character for that. So I'll just use another Autobot Lancer. And Autobot Lancer is the very orange and
purple,
like purplish one. So how she made it to Ollie's, I don't know, but I got her and a squirrel.
I found one of the Power Dashers at Ollie's one time for like $10.
Zatar?
Nice.
Girl Dasher?
Yeah. Yeah.
How would I guess?
Yeah, I got the Ollie's ad today in the mail, and Transformers, I think it's on the front page, and it said characters vary by store.
Yeah. So yeah, I didn't get that Ollie's ad yet. But yeah, that's other than that Bumblebee 4-pack, the Worlds Collide set where I got the Fangry that Matrix poses. I was actually curious if you did your fix yet and how well it worked.
No, I'm not that proactive.
Okay.
I bought the model, and that's as close as I'm going to get to it for a while, probably.
Yeah. I mean, in order to do it, I think you would probably have to pop the pins out.
So what the people in our Discord were telling me, tfradio.net/Discord, basically you can just draw some up on a toothpick and let it drip into the space between the cylinder part of the knee joint and the sides. And, you know, if the floor polish is thin, it will wick down in there. And it should then set in there where it will hold up at least enough to keep it standing. Like, you probably want to be careful about posing it after that, because, like, it's an acrylic product, so just like if you painted a joint on a toy with acrylic paint, moving that will wear that and wear it away, and it'll get loose again. But if you, you know, if your purpose is to keep it standing up stably, it will work. Just, you know, be careful with it from that point.
Cool. What else?
That's it.
Who else?
I got one thing. Like Diecast said, the Marvel Legends Squirrel Girl set was showing up at Ollie's for like $15. I did not get out to Ollie's, but Justin Tahukanuva on Twitter let me know that Hasbro Toy Shop was auctioning that for, or had it on eBay for $20, which I could not have beat that either with shipping from somebody else or with with cab fare to Ollie's. So I just went for it. So. Haven't unpacked it, but it's a really nice looking figure. I do wish it was actually based on one of the artists who did the Ryan North Squirrel Girl comic, because, well, that's just, you know, how I picture in my head. But that's just kind of a constant problem with Marvel Legends figures in general, I would say. But it's nice. I'm happy I got it for $20 shipped, and that's about all I got to say about it.
Yeah, I found that Ollie's. I think I got it at Ollie's a while back, actually. So apparently they've been sitting on. Anything else?
No, that's it this week.
Don?
I was Chris was saying, I was supposed to get Rekgar today, but I had an ETA of today, and Hasbro Toy Shop has not yet actually handed the package to FedEx. So
I had an ETA of Monday for MPM Optimus from Bumblebee, and it's not budged from Pennsylvania since Monday.
You want me to pick it up for you?
Since Friday. I don't remember where in Pennsylvania. It's been sitting in PA since Friday.
I can drop off a polite letter.
Don?
Okay, got a couple of things this week. We'll start off with a little off-topic story. About 3 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago tomorrow, I went down to Greensboro, and I was going to Pizza Inn, which is closed, which I did not know because the website didn't say anything. Nobody so, yeah, apparently not. So I had to fall back to my default pizza place, and I went by the Target, and I pointed out to one of the area managers of their collectible section that, hey, this thing is trashed. I can't shop it. You've got $40 toys sitting in $20 spots. You know, again, I'm just trying to point out this stuff, being a decent kind of collector, sure, so that way they know that. Yeah, I mean, I was just trying to help. Well, I went back about 2.5 weeks later, Saturday. I was down there Saturday. Nothing had changed. The same stuff was sitting in the same spot in front of the wrong price tags. Still, I'm over 2 weeks later.
But so, don't they know who you are? You're Headmaster Don.
No, again,
you it's just them again.
Well, I actually asked to speak with one of the store managers, and she was a very nice lady.
I'm sure the department people really appreciated that too.
Well, I mean, again, I'm not trying to be a jerk. It's just like I'm seeing an issue. People can't shop this. They took about 20 T-Rex and just crammed it into the section in front of a half dozen different price points. And I pointed it out, like, I pointed out these two items, which was the Gundam Universe Burning Gundam and a Relevations Evil Lyn that were sitting in front of the wrong tags. And I said, these have been here over 2 weeks, and the entire section is wrong. She said, thank you for bringing my attention. Did you want them for that price?
Yes.
I wasn't angling for that. They offered. So I wound up getting Burning Gundam and Relevations Evil Lyn for $28 for both.
The best one.
Yeah, $28 for both. So that's what's in the car. I don't have them, but I did get them for that. But again, I was just trying to help out, and it's like if they don't listen to the customers who are trying to help them, you know, there's that. So I got those, and then thanks to a random lookup on eBay, I'm going to get in gear with RPM for $5 for the complete series.
Nice.
Good. Yes.
It's worth that just for Ranger Blue and Ancient History for those two episodes. It's worth it just for those two episodes alone. Also, guys, if you want to, Linkara has the History of Power Rangers up for Beast Morphers. which ties into RPM.
I think that counts for the drinking game.
But there's that. On topic, I got Grimlock. I got a Grimlock to start my box collection of Dinobots. I'm going to do that. So I now have a box Slag and a box Grimlock. Picked up for $5 on a GameStop clearance. I got Reaction Mirage.
$5 is a very good price for a reaction.
Yep. So there, I got that. For $5, I also picked up
a foot long.
Buzzworthy Bumblebee. Oh. I figured for $5, it's not a bad little. It's not a bad little figure, really. Spike is somewhere in a pile, but so there we go. But I mean, you know, he's not a bad little figure for $5, really. The last two things I got was theft, but it's theft that I'm very happy about. Yes, I picked up. I posted pictures on this last week. Several sellers on eBay were selling some of the older X-Transbot stuff. And one thing I picked up was X-Transbot's Boost, which is their wind charger, for $35. Now, this is the toy version that has the chrome legs versus the white, animation one that has the white legs. But it's a very well-sculpted head, I think. Very good-looking sculpt. Transformation is not fun. The arms, especially the feet, it's very early X-Transbot, so you can kind of see what they were going for. But we haven't had a better update on Windcharger since then. And it does look really good in robot mode and car mode. It's just, like a lot of third-party figures, getting from one to the other is not great. And then the piece that I was really looking forward to, also from X-Transbot, is their Herald, which is their take on Masterpiece Crosscut.
That's the crappy one you were telling us about a couple weeks ago. It was an option in case we didn't want to get the good one.
I think that was just last week, wasn't it?
Oh, last week.
Okay. Two weeks ago. Okay. What I'm saying is that, again, I haven't seen any right now selling for that price, but it's the Savant Skids mold is a very solid mold, and this Crosscut does have a few extra changes. And it has a really great head sculpt, and it was also 60 shipped. So I'm really happy with this because I've got the Savant mold. I know what it's like, and this Crosscut has enough differences to really make it stand out from Savant. So when I do get Reboost, I'll have all three major versions of that character now without them all being identical. And so basically I got those two figures for what Crosscut alone would have cost as well. So I'm really happy with those. So, they're great figures, and I'm really glad I got them.
Nice. I think it's kind of hard to make a version of Crosscut that doesn't look good, at least somewhat. Because that's just like a really solid, attractive deco. And if somebody actually goes to the trouble of doing the full silver paint on the car body panels, that's hard to screw up, let's be honest. I'd still rather have the official one, though.
Cool. Anything else, Don?
No, I'm good.
I think that means it's Brian's turn.
I've had horrible luck locally at the store.
Yes, and that's certainly demonstrated by the first thing you're showing us.
Yes, that is horrible luck.
It's horrible luck. No. It's red Bumblebee.
He's yellow.
Yeah. So I found
RED Bumblebee.
Yeah.
I found this and the Starscream about a month ago, and that really crappy Stinger Bumblebee set like last week or the week before. And that's like all I found locally at the store. That sucks worse. Let's see here. I haven't opened them yet. I literally opened them when Matt or somebody was talking.
When Matt was talking because I was watching you open that.
Yeah, it's pretty
nice. Where'd you get that from?
Big Bad.
Yeah. Wow, the camera just absolutely destroys the colors, I presume, to be on that thing.
I think it's his lighting somewhat too.
I have bad lighting.
Yeah, because I think what's lighting it right now is mostly his monitor.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ordered mine from Pulse and got pushed back to the middle of the month, so yeah. I'm hoping I'll have mine next week.
Yeah, and I mentioned this last week, and I honestly have no idea why, but somehow I had ordered three pantry cakes.
Yes. What are you going to do with them?
I don't know.
Looks like we're having some RFC giveaways.
Yeah. So that's a thing. Now the
he does have another Thunder Crapper to give away.
Yeah, true. I should do that. I think the best thing I got from Big Bad. Maybe the second best. No, maybe the best. Was that Snake Eyes Timber 2-pack from Classified. I really like this. I haven't opened it yet, but they look great.
I didn't even know that was a thing that existed. That's how much I pay attention to GI.
And the dog comes with an alternate head.
Yeah, Wolf.
He's dog. Okay.
Wolf. Timber's a wolf. This is something I got at Bargain Hunt a couple weeks ago, and I forgot about it. But it's Transformers. It's branded. It's a licensed thing. It's a bubble blower. With the, evergreen trade dress.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that's a thing. Oh, what's the most boring thing? I got, this is from 2010, Transformers 2010, Cyclonus.
Ooh.
I didn't have a G1 Cyclonus. I'm still working my way through G1. And
you didn't have a G1 Cyclonus at all, or at just all. One in box?
At all.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't have the standard edition or the Target Master, so I still have to get the Target Master. But I got one in the box from 2010. Nice. And here's the dirty little secret. This Japanese stuff tends to be, I think, a little cheaper in the box, oftentimes because, culturally speaking, I think Japanese kids took better care of their boxes than American kids.
So there are more of them available.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I could see that. Yeah.
Let's see here. I'm going to go and, this should have been the first thing. These are so small that I completely missed them. I mentioned before the only world's smallest Transformers that I had was Sideswipe. Now, I don't even know where that is. yeah, exactly. Now I have Red Alert, Megatron, and Jazz. Got nice. Them for a song. Not literally, but very cheap. And they are small. There's larger than I remember them, though. For whatever reason, I thought
they're not just small. They're Transformers.
Yes. They're nice. They're nicer than I remember, but larger than I remember.
Yeah, I actually have a Megatron also.
Yeah.
They're actually less than Meet Your Eye.
They're about exactly what Meet Your Eye.
Yeah.
Also, in that purchase, because it has a different deco, it's still a horrible toy, Henke Galvatron.
Why would you do that to yourself?
It's $5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not.
I guess.
Yeah. A different deco. So to me, it's justifiable. I should have let off with the thing I want to end. We all know that I've been trying to get a set of Rescue Force, and I have three of the four carded, Men on Sold card, and I had the Kill Bison tank one loose. Now though, I have a loose set. Now, a second Kill Bison. So, technically, now I have two sets, even though one set includes a loose Kill Bison. So, I still need to get the carded one. But, very happy about that. Something I've been working toward to get. Something I have wanted for almost 18 years now. And when we know that I bought, what is it? It's not Flame War. What's the RC Dawn that I got from you?
Isn't it Flame War?
Was it Flame War?
Flare Up is the Flare Up version
is
of that.
Flare Up is the other version. Ah. Yeah, I don't have Flare Up. So, but I do now have Super Link, Aerial Paragon type.
Nice.
Limited to 3,000 in the world when it came out, like in 2003, whenever it was. 2002. Yeah, 2003.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. I've been wanting this forever. I mean, it's not super expensive. I mean, it goes for like $80 on eBay. But I got this one for $25. Extreme. It was so cheap. so cheap that I basically had to. So very nice. Really happy with that. I have now the, I realized that there's a difference in the deco between the Energon version and the Superlink version of RC. So I have Aerial, the basic version, coming now, but that's not here yet. The thing I should have led off with, though, because nobody else had it, and I'm surprised, is the Deluxe Sharktacon. I have two of them.
Hmm.
Where
did you get them from?
Big Bad.
Oh, wow.
So
I forgot they were shipping some of the pre-orders already.
Yeah, so I originally ordered 23 between like all different stores. I think I've cut it down to like 10. Actually, speaking of Sharktacons, I did buy something during the show. I bought 3 Titans Return Gnaws from China.
That's a surprisingly good toy.
Yeah, I bought 3 of the Titans Return toys from China, so they may be knockoffs, but they're cheap, so I didn't care.
One or two people in our Discord, tfradio.net/discord, was getting the bootleg versions, and apparently, like, they are discernibly different, but they apparently are still good quality. Yeah. So even if you did end up with that, it probably would be just fine.
So my general thoughts with the toy, the first time I transformed it, I thought, man, this is overly complicated for what it is, but it's really not. It just, The Titans Return toy is so simple and elegant that this felt needlessly complicated, but it's not really. It's not really complicated. There are a couple things I don't necessarily like about it, though. So the shark fin, it's weird how it connects. There's a hole inside here, and the shark upper shark body flips up. And there's a hole that goes all the way. There's a hole in the top of the shark where the fin goes. And that connects to the fin in a hole in the back of the toy. So it has to go basically through a hole, and then it sort of lodges into another peg hole inside, which is kind of weird.
So the fin holds the back plate in place.
Yeah, but it doesn't need to. It doesn't hold it. The back plate holds just fine without it. But if you want to say it holds it, that's fine.
It pins the pieces together.
Yeah. The thing is, in shark mode, that hole isn't there. So there's basically nothing holding that in. So, I mean, it just, it's prone to popping out. In robot mode, that's my only complaint. The robot mode is nice. It is, it's really nice. It's a good likeness. It's a good size. My only complaint is it's not the Titans Return toy, which I love, but it is very nice for what it is.
I am very much looking forward to getting my hands on a couple of those. I think I have 4 pre-ordered right now, but yeah.
The problem, and it's sort of a minor problem. It is a problem. So the thing I didn't think I would like about it from the photos ends up being something I don't like about it in real life when I actually hold it in my hand. So, the Titans Return toy, the location of the leg joints is more forward in the body than this. So it's under the center of gravity of the toy, so the legs hold up really well. Yeah, all things considered. It's much farther back with this. So one, it doesn't look as good. It doesn't look bad. It just doesn't look as good compared to the original. But also, it's a universal joint, which is, I don't know. It's okay, I guess. But it barely holds up the weight of the toy.
Let's say, yeah, you said you had some loose joint problems, right? Yeah,
it's not like floppy or anything like that. It's just being a universal joint, I don't know that it's meant to hold the weight of the toy. Maybe shoe polish, furniture polish, or floor polish will fix it, but it's not going to fix the fact that aesthetically I don't like the look of it as much. But that's really it. Otherwise, it's a nice looking toy. The detailing's nice on it. I love the arms, that there's articulation in it, in shark mode. The fingers are, nicely sculpted. It's a good toy. Other than that, if they could have done something with the design there to push that forward a little bit, it would have been great.
Yeah, so the Titans Return version actually has a swing arm joint, which is one of the mm-hmm. transformation joints, but you can use that to move the legs farther under the center
forward of gravity. Forward under the body, to.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, I mean, that's really my two complaints with the thing, and that it's twice as expensive as the Titans Return toy, so I can't easily justify buying as many of them. I'm going to have to buy more because I do have a stupid number of Alicons, all things considered. When I say stupid, I'm saying like 10.
I have 10. Yes. Yeah,
it's more than you need. I need more of these than Alicons.
No, it's not.
Yeah, well,
it's not a stupid number until you have more of them than Matt does. Then yeah, it's a stupid number.
There you go. So like I have 6 Quintessons, 10 Alicons, and I'll probably wind up with 15 or so of these.
Meanwhile, I feel content just getting like one or maybe at most 2 Studio Series Sharkticons just to be like the school leaders for the Titans Return ones I have.
Yeah, that's fair. yeah, but I mean, I could see the minor things being a turnoff for somebody, specifically the legs. But if you can get past that, I mean, it's a pretty darn nice toy. And that's what I have this week. I should have a pretty big week next week, fingers crossed.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah.
Hopefully there won't be so much news next week, yeah. Although we will have the recap of the Fan First Friday, which yep. is this Friday
at 11 o'clock.
Which we probably already covered today.
Probably not.
I don't think so. So last night when I was tweeting the pictures of pipes and Silver Streak, someone replied saying like, well, there goes the stream this Friday or something to that effect. And mm-hmm. Like very unlikely for that to be the case. I think like they might show Kingdom Wave 4 during the stream. But I don't think they would have shown the blue streak in any case. And none of the target listings, I think they would have done on just a Fan First Friday. They would have had some other kind of, like we were talking, I think, in pre-show that it's probably going to be PulseCon content for them to show the first wave of next year's line.
Yeah.
So, are we expected to find out more about the new HasLab thing this Friday? Or
oh, that's the only
other thing I can think of.
They might tease that a little bit more. So we first found out about this Fan First Friday is in part of the press release for the Transformers the Movie 4K release, I think. Something to do with Transformers the Movie. Oh, the theatrical showing for that.
Yeah.
So, like, I think the common speculation for this is that it's going to be more Studio Series 86 reveals primarily, and then maybe a little bit of additional stuff, such as event information and maybe a tease for the HasLab project.
And don't forget RoboSyn, because I keep getting emails that they're going to be dropping additional pre-orders for the
Transformers. They've done that already. RoboSyn. But hey, you know, why are you going to pay $700 for that when you can get it for, like, $35 on Facebook right now?
I think they upped the price too.
I'm joking, there's still scams for that on Facebook all the time.
Uh-huh. But I think if you got in the original, was it $6.99?
Yes.
It's now jumped up to $7.49.
Okay. I mean, it's still more than I think it's worth. it's more than I think it's worth because in 20 years it's not going to work.
Or sooner, possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's see here. I want to thank our page. Oh, one more thing. So I mentioned about the Sharkticons. I was looking at the Hasbro Toy Shop eBay store, and there were a ton of Zoids. I didn't expect mm-hmm. to see that. There were a ton there. So I thought about picking up a couple, but I don't guess I will. But I don't remember seeing Zoids. Were there Zoids on Hasbro Pulse?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, so that was surprising. Okay.
But they also have Cyberverse stuff on the Hasbro Toy Shop store, on the eBay store, but, which they don't have.
I mean, does Hasbro distribute Zoids in the US still?
Yes.
Yeah.
They still do?
Yeah.
Yeah. They've got a Zoid series up on Netflix right now.
But where can I buy them? I'm not seeing them at retail.
eBay.
Amazon.
eBay, Amazon.
Yeah, I don't know if there's actually, like, you know, brick and mortar. Well, probably Target will end up with some.
Okay. I'll check Amazon.
I would suspect, because, like, Target is the only brick and mortar where I saw the Snapships stuff, for instance, which is not a Hasbro thing, but, you know, Target seems to be more willing to take on some of the more unusual items, stuff outside the normal patterns.
Cool.
Because Walmart plays it safe a lot more.
Yeah. Okay. I want to thank our patrons at the Touch tier. If you are a patron at the Touch tier, you can we'll mention you every week. We'll give you a shout out. And
you can even be on History on the Fives.
Be on History on the Fives. I just posted last week's episode yesterday. I did not get a chance to. I've been trying to find time to actually listen to it and edit. So I didn't get that chance. So I posted it completely raw. So,
oh no.
Yeah. So it had Diecast hosting and Don was on it as well. So if you're a patron, you can listen to that. It's an exclusive to patrons.
And that was the one where I was saying, I wonder if I can get Brian to edit this part. So he didn't even hear
it. You can. Yeah. When I get a chance to listen to it tomorrow, I may flip my lid. So we'll see.
Download that now because.
Yeah.
Well, everyone, this was my last show. Thanks for.
We'll mention you on the show. You can be on that podcast. But if you're a patron, you can get History on the Fives. You can listen to it. We record it each week. It's a fun show. We talk about what was going on 5, 10, 15, so what years ago in Transformers history. So this is the most up-to-date list of Touch patrons I have. I normally don't go in and remove like lapsed patrons off the list, maybe for a couple weeks after the beginning of the month, because sometimes, you know, cards get declined or whatever. So there's some fluctuations. So if you're no longer a Touched patron and you're on this list, this is a freebie. I know that there's no new ones though that came through on that. But if you want to be one, you can be on the podcast. History on the Five is not on this podcast.
Right.
Yeah. I have considered selling slots for patrons that way, but I have been encouraged profusely to not do that. So better not. So, okay. Patrons, it's Touched here. You can find the list at tfradio.net/credits. Kevin Dorsey, our first patron. Kevin wanted to be the first patron that we ever had. And I hooked him up with Patreon before it went public. And he's been here ever since. You are awesome, Kevin. Ryan Bona, Cheesy Patty, Emmett Sresovich, Rabbits, Hector Bones, Jonathan James, Nathan Sampy, Ness, Joey Russell, his birthday last week, Jason Hiley, Mike Mallory, Jason W. Rye, Sean Hamilton, Jacob Owen Lucia, Sean Bratton, or Boomer, as I am now calling him, because he's on History on the Fives, and we already have Sean, and he is a lifelong, his family, his dad was a disc jockey, he's a disc jockey, he's been doing it professionally his entire adult life. And his on-air name is Boomer, which is what everybody calls him. Except, so I have converted to Boomer. Sean is now Boomer. Spider Bob, Mighty Orbots, Black and White Now in Color, Nate Wilson, and Sabertron Toys. Thank you all so much. You guys rock. And if you want to be a patron, you can go to patreon.com/TFRadio. It's fun. Let's see here. Rob Springer's not here. He's feeling better, but he's still going through treatments for his recent health scare. You can send Rob positive vibes at RoboRobSpringer on Twitter and at zonebase.org. John DeLuna, also not here. He is at ThatJohnD everywhere. I'm on Twitter at BKilby and at BrianKilby.com. And Don, how do people get a hold of you?
I can be reached on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4, EVR.
Diecast.
You can reach me on Twitter at Diecast2, or you can follow me on Twitter at Diecast2. I like to tweet. And then you can also see all my reviews at tfradio.net/reviews. Something just fell in the background, which is great. You can also like my Facebook page at Reviews by Diecast.
Chris.
I do toy photography, theoretically. You can find the work I've done at playwithphotography.com. It's galleries, articles, things like that. On social media, you can find random photos and things at Play With Photos on Twitter. If you like the work I've done and continue to try to do, even though I'm not like super successful at the moment, actually getting motivated. But if you would like to, you know, help encourage me along, I have a Patreon at patreon.com/playwithphotos. You can kick in for as little as $2 per month. Personally, I'm on Twitter at ChrisRTXV, and I, you know, do things like post toy deals and in-stock alerts that I find here and there, and, you know, talk random Star Trek and Gundam and sometimes Babylon 5, just depending how the mood strikes. It's a lot of random things, and sometimes it's just, you know, what I'm eating for dinner that night, although I haven't done that in a while. But that's, you know, pretty much what I got going on there. I don't know why you would follow me, but over 1,000 people do, so I must be doing something right. If you would like to do a random act of kindness at me, I also have an Amazon wish list at tfradio.net/Chrislist.
Cool. Rob.
I'm on Twitter at Figure Reviewers and Rob Flails. Rob Flails is the Twitter for Flail Throughs, my YouTube channel, which focuses on Gundam games at the moment. Still doing both Gundam Battle Operation 2, which is in the middle of its third anniversary, and G Generation Genesis, which is just a lot of fun. For this week in GBO2 was the Sazabi. There's a video up for that, and we're not sure what to expect this week. But my money's on the Yagdogas. So if you want to check that out, youtube.com/flailthroughs. From there, patreon.com/flailthroughs if you want to throw money at me for doing this. And if you'd rather just throw things at me in general, there's tfradio.net/claylist.
Cool. Did I miss anybody? Nope.
No.
Okay, cool.
No.
Awesome. Well, we will be back next week. We'll see you then. Have a good one.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required. If you know what's good for you. Jeez, when are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?